Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Gotta ask Baldinger if this is his speed right now.
Brian Baldinger joins us right now, NFL Network. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brian, you a big you a big Bryan Adams fan?
Massive. I love Bryan Adams. I saw him one time in concert in Buenos Aires, and he put on an unbelievable show.
What?
Yeah. I was with a buddy of mine, and we're walking by this concert hall, and we heard this music, and my friend was like, he was like a backstage medical guy for a lot of bands.
Of course.
And he happened to know the producer of the show, and he got us some backstage passes, and we went to see Bryan Adams in Buenos Aires. It was phenomenal. It was a great show.
That Bryan, is amazing.
Is Bryan Adams, the backstage reputation, is it true?
Well, I can't speak to that. I mean, that was... I know that the beers flowed freely that night.
Yes.
And that was a good thing to enjoy the show. Buenos Aires has a lot of nice sights to see, and they were on display that night.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check it out. It's the Best Football Show. It's on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So you were on the station a few weeks ago, and you mentioned that Joe Flacco kind of showed what the Browns felt about the quarterback class. Then the Browns proceeded to go out and take two quarterbacks. Your thoughts about the Browns' plan, and if you know what the Browns' plan is at quarterback, could you help us out? Because we're all taking stabs here.
Well, I don't know what the plan is. I don't know why you would, you know, draft a quarterback with the 94th pick and then draft another one with the last name Sanders 50 picks later. I don't know why anybody would do that. So I don't know what the plan is. Dylan Gabriel is an accomplished quarterback. I think I saw him at the Senior Bowl. He looked too small to me to be able to really be a factor at that position. I mean, there is some requirements height-wise, I think, to really be efficient. But, I mean, he's played 65 or 66 games in college. He was a really good player. But it's hard enough to develop a rookie quarterback as it is. And then to draft two of them so close together, it's really kind of mystifying. So, I still don't understand it. I was there in 2014 when, you know, they drafted Manziel, and you go out to practice out there in Berea, and it was a zoo. And, Mike Pettinetta, I don't know if he knew what he was doing with that atmosphere and dealing with that. And I'm not comparing any of these guys to, you know, Johnny Manziel, but I just know that if you want to try and accurately figure out, is it Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders your number two or number three or whatever quarterback it is, it's a hard thing to do. It's hard to, there's only so many reps. There's only so many plays. There's just such little time to actually evaluate these guys. Kyle Shanahan said in San Francisco that he thought Brock Purdy was better than Trey Lance. It's 2 weeks into camp, and he couldn't do anything about it. I don't know how they're going to make this evaluation. I heard, Kevin and Andrew talk about it, And they said, you know, we'll have a plan. But I don't know how you come up with a plan to figure out who's your best quarterback, who's your backup quarterback in this scenario right now.
Brian Baldinger with some strong comments to lead us off. I am curious, you know, where they go from here, because we got into it earlier in the show on what kind of a prospect Shedeur Sanders even was at this point. Now that we know that it seemed like nobody had a first round grade on him, and then he fell because of other stuff that didn't necessarily have to do with talent. So what does that buy him as a fifth round pick? Does the tie go to Dillon Gabriel? Does it go to Kenny Pickett? Does it go to Shedeur? What do they do in this scenario?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, moving at, you know, I was fired that question as soon as Shedeur was answered, was drafted on Saturday, and I didn't really have an answer then. I don't really have an answer now, honestly, guys. I mean, I want to be able to help you out and really kind of clear up the picture for everyone, because everyone's a little confused. I just know this, like, if Shedeur is going to make this team, if he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league, it has to start with his work ethic, his commitment, his love of the game. All that stuff has to come through, and then the talent has to ultimately come through. And so you're going to find out, is he really an accurate quarterback? Can he throw the ball in Cleveland weather or Cincinnati weather or, you know, Baltimore weather in December, in January, when, you know, the wind's coming off the lake and everything else you got to deal with? Can you get it too? I know Joe Flacco can still throw a football. You know, is he still the best option at age 40? Like, it's kind of hard to believe. Like, that's what you're leaning on right now, but that's what they're leaning on. But it's not easy. It's not going to be an easy way to navigate here. They've made it difficult on themselves, I think, drafting both guys. But for Shedeur, like, you got to maximize every single rep. I told people he should – I think there's an Embassy Suites hotel right across the street from Berea there, or nearby. Like, he should check into the Embassy Suites, and he should just immerse himself in the playbook, getting to know the teammates, talking to Bill Musgrave every day, talking to Stefanski, really understanding the offense inside and out to give him the best opportunity to be – as good as possible, as quickly as possible.
Brian Baldinger joining us, Odyssey NFL Insider. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, yeah, I'm not blaming you for this, by the way, Brian, but you were like, I'd love to help you guys out. Like, there's nothing you can do. This is a terminal situation here, because it's kind of like you're finding the nice way to tell us you're going to have to look for your quarterback in 2026, because this seems to be untenable. Is that possible?
It's possible. I mean, the statistics say that how many third-round or fifth-round quarterbacks become starters and bona fide starters. You're in a division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, you know, and we're in a division for a long time with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, those are three of the best quarterbacks that we've seen, you know, in the last 20 years. And so, you know, Cleveland's been searching for theirs. You know, and look, I mean, Baker's still in the league, and, you know, some guys have had some success. But if you're telling me you're going to find a third-round or a fifth-round quarterback to be the leader that Joe Burrow and Lamar is, like, I'd say, you know, that there's no chance of that happening. You got to get those guys to the top of the draft. There's a reason why these guys get scrutinized so hard, so that they don't fall through the cracks. Now, it does happen. Kirk Cousins became a starter in the fourth round, and Brock Purdy is going to get paid an awful lot of money to be the last player taken in the seventh round, and we know what Tom Brady did. But, you know, the chance of those happening are not great. Now, maybe Shedeur is going to be the outlier, and or Dillon is. Who knows? And that'd be a great thing for all Cleveland Brown fans. But, all, you know, every single statistic say that's far from happening.
Brian Baldinger with us. So, eventually, the Browns in the first round, when they traded out, got Mason Graham. What'd you think of them passing up on Travis Hunter, but also getting that first-round pick out of Jacksonville the following year?
Well, I mean, that, you know, you could debate the trade. The trade will – we won't know for 2 years, maybe 3 years. Mason Graham's a quality player, going to step in and start right away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Wait. At least be in the defensive tackle rotation. He's going to help them. The first round pick next year, maybe that helps them in the quarterback hunt next year if things don't go well this year. But that's always good if you stockpile an extra first round pick. You know, because maybe they didn't have a great plan for Travis Hunter. I thought being with all those guys from Jimmy Haslam to Stefanski to Andrew out there in Boulder, Colorado, a couple weeks ago, I was at that pro day. And I thought the Browns really fell in love with Travis Hunter. But, you know, maybe Jacksonville, and maybe they did. Maybe they still love him. But maybe the offer from Jacksonville is so great that they just couldn't turn it down. And so we'll see. We'll see how Jacksonville uses him. I think he's a dynamic player, and I would want him on my team. And I'd love to use him both ways from every standpoint. I think the fans are going to love the guy. I think he loves football like nobody else loves football. And I think he's super talented. So I would want him on my team, but, you know, the trade is a good trade. I think it could – trades actually do benefit both teams sometimes. So you have to wait a couple of years to see how it plays out, see what they do with that first-round pick next year, and to see the picks they got this year. You know, and we'll see how that plays out. But you have to usually wait 2 years to see how it unfolds.
So we've been doing this 13 years here at this station, and one of the things that I've tried to learn over the time is just because there's players that, yeah, I definitely don't like and I don't want the Browns to take, and there's also players that maybe just because I haven't seen them or haven't seen them as much or don't know as much about them, that doesn't make them bad players. Because I think so many times we haven't heard of some guys and all of a sudden we think that they're duds. And Carson Schwessinger fell into that second category because – yeah, I watched a handful of UCLA football games, but I can't tell you that I sat there expanding and talking about all the great things that Carson Schwessinger does. You like this pick, though, for the Browns. You think he's going to be a very good fit, Brian?
Yeah, I do like him. I mean, it's a one-year production now, so, you know, what happened the other 2 years. But he looks like he's just dripping with instincts. And I don't know what JOK's future is. You know, with that neck injury that he sustained. I mean, he was a dynamic player in Jim Schwartz's scheme. But this guy is, this guy gets to the football. He's big. He plays fast. I don't know how fast he actually is, but he plays very fast. He's all over the place. I mean, I think he's a really good player. To see him taken, you know, maybe at, you know, the first pick of the second round, probably had him a little higher than what a lot of people had him at. I thought there were some good linebackers, you know, Jalen Walker and Jahad Campbell. I mean, he's picked two picks behind Jahad Campbell. I didn't really have him that high. But I think he's a really good player. And I know one defensive coordinator that I'm pretty close with loved him. He went all the way out to, you know, to Southern California, met with him, loved him. I knew that this particular team was very interested in him. I don't know if they would have taken him this high in the second round, but regardless, I think he could be a day one starter for the Browns. I think Schwartzy will really like him.
I wanted to ask you about somebody who we in Northeast Ohio certainly watched a lot of, Harold Fannin Jr. An interesting pick because he's so young and hasn't had a ton of time at tight end. His running style is considered a little awkward, and yet all I saw against Texas A&M and Penn State was him running away from defenders.
Well, I mean, there's the game speed, and, you know, there's, you know, everybody is built a little bit different. I mean, this was a good draft for tight ends, and Harrell was right there in the middle of it. I know some teams that met with him that did not like him. I mean, just flat out. We're not a fan. And but, you know, he was very highly touted. And, look, that offensive coordinator, or that head coach at Bowling Green, is now the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. And so there was a great connection there. Philadelphia was looking at a tight end. I know they were interested in Harrell. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, Njoku has been injured, missed some time. Tight end is a position of need, I think. And so he's going to get a great opportunity in an offense that Kevin Stefanski has always featured, two tight ends. So he's going to get an opportunity right away to get on the field.
The running backs at Ohio State this year have been compared basically throughout, and the Browns took one. I can't really argue big time because the one they took was really good at Ohio State, my alma mater. I like Travion Henderson a little bit more because I thought he was more versatile. What do you make for the differences in those guys, and did the Browns make the right pick?
Well, I mean, Quinshon's a bigger back. You know, I mean, he's just bigger and more powerful. And so, you know, one guy is 20 pounds heavier than the other. They're both equally as fast for the most part. I would say Travion catches the ball a little bit better, but Quinshon's got incredible balance. And maybe that was because he was a great skateboarder. I myself never would be seen on a skateboard. I don't have that kind of balance. But, you know, the guy's got tremendous balance. I've seen him some of his workouts that he does. Like, I don't know how he stays on these, you know, these objects that he's balancing on, but they got taken at what, 36 and 38. I mean, these guys were neck and neck and they split reps. I thought they helped each other out, be honest with you, taken because Travion was a 4-year starter, Quinshon a 3-yard. I think this year, the way they balanced the 16 game schedule that they had to win the national championship, they split reps. And so sometimes Quinshon got hot early in games and he got the bulk of the carry. Sometimes it was Travion. I don't know exactly how they divvied it up, but I think they both helped each other out. I think Cleveland, you know, they got the first choice and they said, you know, we're going to take the bigger back. And so they took Quinshon.
Final one for me, starting the season, who would be your starting quarterback for the Browns?
Well, I guess, you know, just because he had a good run 2 years ago, it'd be Joe Flacco. I mean, that'd be my guess right now that Joe is going to end up being the starter. He probably won't get a ton of work and reps just because of all of his experience and played decently at times in Indianapolis last year. And I think he was 5-1 as a starter in Cleveland before that playoff loss. So that's my guess. It's going to be Joe Flacco at age 40.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Follow him on Twitter, @BaldyNFL.
Baldy, we've been asking it all week, so we got to go to you. You seem like such an authority on football things. What about gorilla things? What do you think about 100 men, determined men, going up against one gorilla?
What is this all about? I don't know this.
He's
too busy watching tape. So there's a big internet argument out there, and like we asked it yesterday. We were full phone lines. Everybody wanted to get in about this. That somebody said that 100 men, grown men, fit men, could beat one gorilla. Yeah. I said I believe it to be true. Do you believe 100 men, it's taken America by storm, do you believe 100 men could beat one gorilla to the death?
I got to believe that you just swarm that gorilla like bees, that they could take down the gorilla. Although I have great respect for gorilla strength. I've seen some, obviously we've all seen some videos of what they're capable of doing. I'd say 100 men could do it.
See, I think the same thing. Brian, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Yeah. All right, guys. You bet. Anytime. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Odyssey, NFL Insider. You can find him with his brand new show, The Football Show, The NFL Show. It is on the free Odyssey app. You have to check it out because he's a true football guy.
Right there, you could tell who's...
Brian Baldinger knows his football.
Who's eternally online and who's actually in the lab breaking down the film. How about when he...
It's the best football show, by the way. It's called The Best Football Show.
How about him saying right off the bat, he doesn't know what the Browns' plan is. He doesn't understand why they did what they did at quarterback.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.